And now it's time for the staff song pick of the week. R&B great Luther Vandross set a high standard for love songs back in 1981 with the release of his first album, Never Too Much. Fans around the world instantly fell for his smooth, angelic voice. His first album topped the R&B charts and went double platinum. For two decades, Luther Vandross sang to whatever our hearts were feeling. His songs made us cry, dance, and even make love. Vandross fans say the singer left this world too soon. It's been 2 years this week since he died at age 54 from problems related to a stroke. News & Notes producer Janae Darden pays tribute to the late singer with two song picks, Never Too Much and A House Is Not a Home. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Fry.
So, when did you first hear Luther Vandross?
I grew up in Oakland, and so I just remember my uncle had this huge sound system in his house on the bottom floor in the basement, and he and my aunt and my mother, we would all get together and just listen to his songs, and we would have these lip singing contests. And so he would put on Luther's records, because back then, you know, people were listening to records, and I just remember loving the music and just seeing the joy and the emotion my family members got just from listening to his songs.
Pick two songs, which is cheating, but why?
Because he has such range, and I felt that I couldn't just pick one song. Never Too Much is fun. It's a positive song about love, and it makes you feel good, and it makes you happy to be in love. And then A House Is Not a Home. It's realistic when you have heartbreak. And when you're going through both of those emotions, you know, those are the songs that I like to hear, and I know those are the songs that a lot of Luther Vans would like to hear. But not a
house, and a house is not a home. What did you think when you found out he had passed away?
I was actually in London the time that he died, but it was interesting because I remember a couple of days after he died, I went to a Nigerian party in London, and people were playing his music. So you definitely know that he was loved all over the world.
What do you love so much about his music? Even today, as you move forward, as he's passed, but his music lives on.
His songs are songs that you can listen to if you're a little girl or a little boy, or if you're 100 years old. Just his message of love and peace and joy, and just the fact that he was able to connect to people, that's something that will last forever.
Well, Janae, thanks for sharing. I love both the songs.
Thanks, Farai.
News & Notes producer Janae Darden with our song pick of the week, A House Is Not a Home and Never Too Much. Pretty little dog.